I discovered during the Gulf War, as I went around the country speaking about the Gulf War, that anti-war activities, and you remember the press was reporting 85-90% of the population supported the Gulf War, and I didn't doubt that it was true in a very superficial way, in the way you get quick responses from people who, when you put a microphone in front of them, are you for the war? Are you for the troops? Are you for the president? You know. But at the same time, when I went around the country, I found a remarkable opposition to the war Texas City, Texas. Here are 400 people gathered in a room in Texas City, Texas, and we talk about the war, and it seems that everybody in that room is against the war. Who heard about it anywhere else in the country? Or I was in Mankato, Minnesota last week, and they were telling me about something I had never heard of, and among all the things, and I'm presumably a historian of the anti-war movement, what it means I've written about the anti-war movement. But they told me about something I never heard of, and that is in Mankato, Minnesota. There was a march against the war, a blocking of the streets. The police force came out and stayed in the side streets and wouldn't come to the blockers and the demonstrators. And when a truck driver decided he was going to ram his truck through the people sitting on the street, and he started up his engine, the police surrounded him and took him out of the truck and took him away. And the demonstration went on. But the things like that, I discovered when I was in Olympia, Washington, that during the Gulf War, that thousands of people in Olympia, Washington, had marched on the state legislature and occupied the state legislature. It was not reported anywhere else in the country. And I guess whatever the labor movement does do, it is important that word get out about what is done.